puestos.
Hola, Ricardo.
Hola, hola. Sí. ¿Cuánto estás aquí?
He dicho Ignacio.
Hola, 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 hola. ¿Qué tal? Buen día a todos. Hola.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Let's promote the law.
¿Quieres agua, chino?
Ya, que tenga un poquito.
Bueno, vamos.
Okay, let's commence. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first press conference of this 66th edition of the San Sebastian International Film Festival press conference. And the protagonist is the film that will inaugurate the festival today, Del Amor Menos Pensado, Unexpected Love, which also forms part of the official section of the film festival. And to talk about it, we have the pleasure of most of its crew and cast. First of all, starting on the end, we've got Tino Darín, who is the producer, Luis Rubio, Mercedes Morán, and Ricardo Darín, the actors, the crew, the director Juan Vera, and the producer Juan Pablo Gallín, and Federico Posternak. Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for being here. And let's can start whenever you want. Questions, please, Conchita.
A ver, un micro, por favor, aquí.
Microphone, please. Second row, Conchita. Yes, second. Hi, good morning, everyone. Several questions. Juan Vera, the premiere in San Sebastián of your film coincides with a premiere on the In Love With My Life by Daniel Otil, who addresses a similar issue. That's plagiarism. Plagiarism. The question would be, love, the film is called I'm In Love With My Wife. Love is more and more conservative. That would be the question for Juan Vera. And then to Ricardo Darín and Mercedes Morán, two things. Ricardo and Mercedes, congratulations for your chemistry in the film. It was very impressive. I would like to know what's your recipe for a lasting couple relationship. And I would like to say, how do you give Ricardo Darín, does he dance bachata? Because we wanted to know whether he danced bachata well or not. No, well, love is not at all conservative. It's revolutionary. That's what I think. I don't know why you say this. Well, no. No, that's Otel's film. I don't know. But our film, no. Our film is called An Unexpected Love. I don't think love is at all conservative. It's revolutionary. And as regards to the chemistry that you were talking about, well, those things happen or don't happen. In our case, you can work upon it if it doesn't happen, but it's a bit more difficult and complicated. When it happens naturally, I have the pleasure and the good fortune of having a colleague on this road trip like Mercedes, with everything comes and goes very fluidly and with a lot of fun. And it's much easier that way, of course. The recipe, well, I've got many marriages behind me. It's not worked out for me, but I've always been looking for love. And vis-a-vis the chemistry in front of the camera, I must say that working with Ricardo makes the impossible easy. And on the other hand, I say that we work to see whether they can make us give, we'll have to give the money back. Well, the recipe, I think that each relationship between two people, each link like that or connection is something new. Every trend made us believe there are commonplaces and cliches and formulas or rules that have to be followed. But the truth is that everyone has to address that relationship and to listen and listen and listen and desacralize things, as Mercedes said, which I think is great. Take dramatism from all the drama from these issues and sincerity, obviously, and that's of fundamental importance as well.
El baile.
Dancing. Well, I'm a great dancer, by the way. I didn't have the opportunity, and I'm very humble at the same time, by the way. I didn't have a chance to show it to you, but I promise in the version that we're working upon, which is an unexpected love number 4, there'll be a musical, and we'll end up with a great choreography that we thought about this. The truth is that the director, Juan, had proposed finishing off by dancing a type of bachata dance, but we didn't want to be look ridiculous, and we left it for another opportunity or for another film. Hi, over here. Congratulations, above all, to the whole cast and crew, to the whole... I'm not sure, Ricardo, which type of... whether you'd like the salteño, the Tucumana food. No, that's an issue of the scriptwriters. I coincide with them. It was just a coincidence. I would like to see there's a scene, beautiful scene in the film, but there's one especially that I liked where you ask each other what you feel, one of the other, for example, at the middle of the film, and asking this, launching this gauntlet, how did you feel as actors, with your own background, which I imagine you've got a load of feelings in your career as actors, which is quite extensive, by the way. Well, when a script is well written, such as this case, and the scenes and the dialogues, especially the dialogues, are written with your heart, and they're funny, they're ironic, and they're sarcastic at the same. They talk about a type of relationship that doesn't always occur, but when it exists and it works that way, everything is much more loving. One of the keys, I would say, of this film is, I'm not too sure whether this is conscious or unconsciously done, and more than talking about a relationship between two people, it doesn't leave to one side the individualities of what happens to each person in their uncertainties and fantasies, the questions that we normally ask ourselves internally. And it's very difficult that we put it on the table face to face with your other partner. And this is the key of the film, I believe. I'm not too sure whether this answers your question. I see that your face seems to be saying no. So therefore, this is the end of my conference. Hi, good morning. One to the director, another one to the director. The director, I would like to know whether it was very clear that the actors had to be Ricardo Mercedes or other actors, albeit Ricardo was the producer at the same time. So, no, it was vice versa. Well, if you want, you can answer this question. Yes, we started to write 4 years ago with Daniel Cuparo, who's here on the panel today. From the first moment we thought about Ricardo Mercedes, without knowing that was going to happen, and it happened. So therefore, yes, in fact, it's much easier to write knowing who are going to be the actors. And the truth was, it was a dream that we pursued for 2 years until we ended up with the last version of the script that they were able to read. Once they read it and they said yes, well, it was marvelous. Yes, I thought at them about both of them from the beginning, and for Ricardo, it's the second time that I see you this year because we were in El Campos. And talking about El Campos, it was a bit of a theatrical film. Do you see this film as well as in the theater? Because they're very theatrical and dialogues which are very theatrical. Do you see this as a play? And plus you're an actor who's a theater actor as well. Thank you very much for that, for saying that. Yes, quite probably, because it's a story which is especially based on dialogues, upon the encounters and what they say and how they reflect upon things, and to reveal their souls. And this brings about a situation which is also quite theatrical as we understand it, but I believe that it's difficult to show another keys of the film that not only aims at the model of a married couple between both of the actors and the protagonists in the film, but it gives a sample of other possible relationships that happen in life, and the film also addresses those issues. In that case, I believe it would complicate things a bit more for a theater, for example, to put it, to turn it into a play. Hi, over here. I would like to ask Tino Gardin and Ricardo Darin as the producers, how was it to work? How did you make those decisions? Also the decision of choosing this romantic comedy. I'm not too sure whether it's a genre which is, films are made like this in Argentina, and also because of the middle age of the actors and the actors in the film. Well, the selection of the age, this is all Juan Vera, who wrote the script. He dreamt about the characters and so on. And as regards to working, I imagine, because you mentioned both of us, in tandem with my father in production, well, it's an adventure that we've been, which is quite new for us, that we're very happy to do it. And since he read the script first from the beginning, and we were able to collaborate with Patagonic to make our first co-production, which is this film, An Unexpected Love, and that has brought along quite a lot of good things. I'm very proud of it. Inside, the coexistence between producers, father and son, can get a bit more complicated, but till now, it's still a lot of fun. He's much harder than me. I'm much more flexible, obviously, as we all know. And the new generations, it seems that everything is, they don't allow any types of distractions. So everything, they're much more hardcore. I'm about to take him to court. No, we got along very well. We're very thankful that Patagonic, whose representatives are here, by the way, Juan Vera, Juan Pablo Gali, and Lovese, who's over there as well, they invited us to form part of a project developed by them. So therefore, to answer your question, your first question, we were invited subsequently to form part of the co-production, that is say, when the cast was already selected and not vice versa. And the truth is, it was a satisfaction for us because our idea of having a small production company to do things that we really like, we found in this invitation by Juan and Patagonic the possibility of learning how to do things at the hand of a story that we liked very much because of the level of the way it was, the screenplay was written, and the situation of how to shoot it, and accompanying Juan in his opera prima, or his first film, so to speak. So therefore, we're very, very happy about all of this. Yes, I'm not too sure Juan Pablo and Federico want to add anything, because we're talking about how the film was produced, whether you would like to add anything. Well, the truth is that the process was quite expected, that Juan Vera wanted to direct the film. We've been working for 20 years. It's a project that he was maturing and slowly but surely thinking about for many years. And the process vis-a-vis production worked and flowed quite organically and quite linearly. The using of Kenya, for example, was great for us to accompany them in their first project. And within all of the difficulties that any production brings about, we've not had any other inconveniences beyond the devaluation of the dollar, with which we started with a film that cost a few dollars, and now it costs a few dollars less. But as Chinoa says, to come all this way to the film with a film is a true honor. What can I say that everyone has already said? The truth is, I can't add anything. Another question. Hi. Talking about the age that's reflected, we see Luis's character. Hey, geez, why you've got to talk about my age again? So, 55 years of age, Juan wrote the script, but Mercedes and Ricardo, could you explain why that age and why in your personal life or professional life have there been moments or ages in which you've readdressed things, well, just like the characters do in the film? Well, ages. Well, we're all more or less about those that age, a few years more, a few years less. I want to clear up that I'm 52 and the character's 55. And so the script was worse for me because it's 3 years older than me. You don't look like 55. No, I think the age was quite good. It's very difficult. Don't put me off. What was the question? Don't put me off because I forgot the question. Yeah. Well, obviously, these are concerns and questions that I ask myself. And people that are about this age and other ages should ask themselves, what happens with love? What happens with desire? What happens with passion? What do we understand? How to keep a partner relationship over a long time period of time? These are questions and concerns that we wanted to ask ourselves, and I wanted to ask myself. And obviously, once you think about that scene and how we wanted to address it, who could be the best actors of that kind of world that we wanted to portray? And I wrote, thinking about them, what story could fit into them, because for them are they the two best actors in the world. I thought this before making the film, and after making the film even more so. I'm not sure whether I'm going off what the question you asked me, but I want to talk about them a bit more. They did something that marvels me every time I see the film, and that is that I see in the film, and I'm reading the text. I remember reading the script, and they're not a script. It didn't seem as if we'd have written the script. It seems that the script that they're really saying, as if they were alive when you see them on the screen, when they're saying the dialogues. And when I look at the screen, what's happening? And I look at the script, and they're saying, are they saying what they're saying in the script? But nevertheless, something magical, almost chemistry that takes place, that they transform it into something, into a sound, which is different to what you see on the screenplay, what's written in the screenplay. And that, for me, is the biggest learning process that I had in making the film, to see the difference between what's written on a page and what is said, or what's conveyed through the acting and their performance. And it makes me proud to think that our words that were written down, they have taken them onto themselves, they've performed them, and they've transformed them differently into the world. This is what I most like about the film. That's why I wanted to talk a bit about them, and I'm not too sure whether I'm answering about the question you asked about the age, but quite obviously all of the characters are talking about me and parts of me, all of the characters in the film, me about us. As regards the age of the characters, excuse me, as you opened up this question, but technically it's necessary that the characters of this film necessarily have got a long baggage between them over many years. This same approach wouldn't be the same. It would have other rivets that would turn it into another type of, if they'd only been married, for example, 7 years or 12 years. The accumulation of the time that's transpired together as a couple, basically honesty and sincerity with which they carry out as a couple, makes it even deeper. And that's why it's necessary that it had to be of character, people that have been spent quite a long, many years together. Yes, there was a question over there. Yes, over here. Hi. Good morning. Congratulations to everyone. The question is for Mercedes. I would like to know your opinion vis-a-vis the character that you portray in the film, because it's not your typical woman who's suffering and who's crying. And so that woman is very powerful, and quite often in relationships, she's ahead of things. So therefore, I'd like to know whether the contextualization of the character, and what interested you in forming part of the film. Yeah, it was many things. First of all, I was anxiously waiting for the script, the screenplay that I knew Juan and Cuparo were writing, because I know Juan very well as a producer and as a screenplay writer, and I knew that this was a script that was very sensitive to him, very important for him, that he had taken all the necessary time in order to write it. The screenplay, I thought it was beautiful because I knew that Ricardo was going to be acting. That I liked that very much, made me very enthusiastic. It's a sum of many things, but as regards to what Juan just said, it was easy to portray the characters because the screenplay is very well written. So therefore, filling it with the screenplay with content. Was very easy with Ricardo as well. It makes things easy because it's easy to work with him. And Juan, looking as a director on set, was so loving and so charming and he took so much care. So took very good care of us. So therefore, the shoot of the film was beautiful. So as regards to the character, I was very concerned that despite being a film. Like a romantic comedy, but there's very little romantic and there's very little genre and there's very little comedy in the sense that it doesn't, the gags, the emotions, the funny lines and so on and so forth, and there's a draw between the characters, so this doesn't always happen. So basically, the woman is far away from any satisfaction at all of being in hysterics. She's a woman who's honest. Both of them are quite honest. And vis-a-vis age, what I thought was interesting is always the stories of this nature are characters who are much younger or a bit old, much older. I think that the point was where all of these questions that are asked and they decide courageously and honestly, they don't want to sweep them under the carpet or hide them away. But it talks about the time, it talks about their life and the future they have ahead of them and what's gone by and what's transpired. And it's a crisis of the couple, but what's inside, they're the last ones to notice it. But for the audience, it's quite clear that in this couple, love exists in the couple. But sometimes when you're in the story and going through those ages with all that anguish, anxiety of the future and time, these become even deeper. So I'm very proud of the film because I believe that it's a film that talks about love, that it doesn't say how things should turn out and things should happen. And it talks about love about now, love nowadays or today. Yes? Hi. I would like to ask you about the supporting characters, the dentist and the perfume guy and the friend of the main actor. How is the idea of these characters for the director and for the actors? What was it? How did you complement what you had to do? Or how was it to be the characters, to portray your characters? Well, okay, you're asking me, what did you just say? How do we choosing? No, the characters per se. Well, it's a concern that one has when you write the screenplay. Quite often you see films where perhaps, quite often the films that no characters are well constructed, but the films that the protagonists are well constructed or they have a path to follow, but the supporting actors sometimes are just functional to the story without having a life of their own. And here, what we were trying to look for was precisely to work a lot about the supporting actors and supporting characters so that each of them could have their own background, their conclusion, that we can take them independently of the key storyline of the film, and it should have, and that they had somewhere else to go. So therefore, I think we've achieved this because they not only played a function within the screenplay, but it told something to the main characters of the film. That is to say, what did they transmit, convey? What did they learn? What experiences did they portray or convey to the main actors? And this is that's why the characters, once they're separated, or even beforehand, these generate questions and answers to the main actors. Yes, we have a question. No, just I would like to add that for me it was a lot of fun, a great enriching experience. It's not that I don't do fiction and even less in films. And when we read the screenplay, the encounters with Marcos and Eddie, for example, they're in a different personal situation. Each one is worn out, one is exultant and he's sure of himself, and all of a sudden he's the one's depressed and the other one. So that was a lot of fun to be able to portray this, because beyond the fact that my character has a big change in the film, and the encounters over the years in the film, they place them in different places. They put them in different places, so it was a lot of fun to play with that, and to acting with Ricardo. It's easy, obviously, and the truth is, he helped guided me in a lot of moments. We who are new in this making films, well, I was a bit afraid, and I was a bit insecure, but that we detected that, and we thought it was quite juicy to exploit the supporting actor. The supporting actor's role. Yes, over here. Julia Montesoro from La Nación. Julia Montesoro of the Nación. Congratulations to all of you. I've got several questions because I've got you all together. And this doesn't happen all the time. First of all, Ricardo and Juan Vera, you're working for the first time together. And the roles are different because Juan... You've got a long trajectory as a long career as a producer, and this is your first experience as a director. Ricardo, you've got experience as a director of actuación and hablar. So therefore, what do you see about this new stage of your trajectories, each of you and your careers? And then Mercedes, I would like to ask you whether that you've talked about time, that it's a story of nowadays, of this time, an era, whether you think about less in love and it's better to think less in love and to do things. Do you think that's what the film wants to convey or not? Well, let me start first, if you'll allow me. Well, okay, we feel, better said, Federico, Pasternak, El Gino, and myself, with our production company Kenya, we believed it was a great opportunity, as you said, to turn things around, that is to say, to play a different role. If one has the feeling that one is learning, it's good to do it with the best people possible. The invitation they made to accompany them in this production, it was a challenge for us, and the possibility to learn as well, and also of learning in a non-traumatic way, that is to say, because sometimes it wasn't painful. This case was very pleasurable. We got along very well. And as an initial experience for us, not only a founding experience, but also stimulating, it encourages us more. And in fact, we're not with them, but a very short time, we're very enthusiastic with this experience as in our production company. Well, yes, as a director, it's my first film. Feature film, I'm more than happy. Imagine the film, I've got the best actors, I'm premiering, the critics have liked it, and I'm inaugurating the San Sebastian Film Festival. This doesn't get any better if I'd have thought about this 2 years back. And vis-a-vis, I would also like to talk about Kenya, El Chino, Ricardo, and Feder Pasternak. And I understand what Ricardo's saying, quite generously, that they've learned something. But for us, they were the best partners for this film because they accompanied. Sometimes it's not easy to get two companies together. You've got different ways of doing things. But they were very warm, very sharp, and they were right on the... They got everything right in every stage of the film, everything that has to do with preparing all the budget side of things and preparing the budget. And vis-a-vis myself, in this case, in this occasion, when they read the screenplay, during the shoot, and especially in the post-production stage, all of the contributions they made, very sharp vis-a-vis how the film should be edited and constructed, first of all, as a director, but to feel accompanied that way during the film was a beautiful gift, and I celebrate this, and I would like to do it again as soon as possible. You have to script that and write another screenplay. Well, yeah, I've got one in my pocket. Hi, I'll continue. I think that basically when you were talking about a film that talks about love in these times we live in, I was thinking that there's something that's in the screenplay that has to do with divorce or separation. It's not lived through as a failure or as a defeat, but more as a moment in which two people decide to finish off with something and to start something different. And in this sense, I believe that all of the romantic comedies that I have seen don't underline this. And I think this has to do with what's happening at present and vis-a-vis women as well. You don't need to be or to have problems or to defeat or to have an impossible dissatisfaction that you can't calm down. And a separated woman, a woman who's alone, but obviously the men who are on their own have better pets, but not women who are on their own. A very delicate film and how it addresses every issue without going around the bush, beating around the bush. That is to say, I would almost say that I would even dare think that they didn't do this consciously, because these guys are men who wrote the screenplay who are sensitive to what surrounds them. So they saw that this character should be this woman, a woman who decides along with her partner to move away. And this doesn't mean it's a defeat or the loss of love or what they are prepared to live, what's starting up, and very aware of what's going on. So therefore, in that sense, I think it talks about love in this time we're living in. Maria, hi. I would like to talk about the age, but not your age, but the age of the audience. And I have the feeling, and it's a question for all of you, and including El Chino, the feeling that there are boys commenting, elderly, 80-year-olds, romantic comedies, but the age of the characters in film is increasing as, for example, auteur films are people who have grey hair in most cases. I would like to know your perception on whether the audience is changing, on whether Concha Velasco, a Spanish actress, said that there were three ages in the life of an actress. That is to say, who's Conchita Velasco? I love Concha Velasco, or I want Concha Velasco, who I love Concha Velasco, who's young. This is changing. You, as filmmakers, I'm talking about the point of view of the more mature and the younger actor and the director as well. I don't believe so. I don't believe that. In fact, if I look at Argentina, this year we made a film that apparently for an elderly target audience, at a few days they premiered a film in which El Chino, it's called El Ángel, which was very successful. I don't feel that there is a trend going that way. No, I don't feel this. I believe that I made the film I wanted to make. It's the first one that came out. There wasn't a special calculation. I was thinking about what type of people are going to consume films and watch films, because there doesn't exist in a formula, and there didn't ever exist, and it's never going to exist now, to make films for a target audience, because we're surprised that what they call the market surprises us. Because otherwise we're making the same films that work, and that changes over time. I think there are audiences for different types of films, and I believe that our film, albeit the age of the characters would indicate that it's for people that are over 40 years old. But I'm sorry, because the film was premiered in Buenos Aires, and a lot of people, or and not only people of over 40 or 50 years of age, went to watch it. So I think that any person who has had a relationship, a stable relationship for over 5 years, knows what's happening, what the film's talking about. They know, and they interpret it, because I know that because it's happened. And even, excuse me, I would like to say something about this, because it's very surprising. The level, the identification that the audience may have in their seats with the characters, what surprises you, but it surprises you, but if you think about it more in depth, the younger people who believe that we teach us with our discourses instead of with our actions, they're necessary participants in these types of relationships, that is say, within their orbit, within their family, or being aware of what's happening in the family of their friends and so on. And therefore, it's very interesting to observe how many of them, because we felt it as a felt it back from the audience, how they recognize the behavior and the way they manage themselves in life vis-a-vis not only the main characters, but also as regards to the whole gallery of characters that the film presents. That is, they're there and they're observing and living and suffering or enjoying the different ways the characters live their lives. And this increases the spectrum of, shall we say, the range of the audiences. I'm very happy of what I've just said, because it sounded a very intelligent observation. I shouldn't be saying this, but nobody else said this. Well, okay. Alfonso de la Rocha from El Cofre Suena. It's a film with very sentimental, and it puts us all on the table, shall we say, as Ricardo said. But at the same time, it made the audience laugh a lot. There was a lot of comedy. It made people laugh watching the film. How was it to shoot these comedy side of things, and whether you had to stop at any given time because you were laughing too much, or whether you were aware that this is going to generate laughter in the audience who saw the film? Yes. Yeah, we're very perverse. We did it deliberately on purpose. No, well, we had a good time in every sense of the word, that is to say, even shooting those situations that were much more in depth or more reflexive or more dense, shall we say. But humor is always balsamic, and it calms you down and allows you to address different issues and not come out injured out of those scenes. But the truth is, as I was saying at the beginning, obviously it's a joke, but you never realize what the result is going to be. Even with the best intentions in mind, there's a prognosis, or you think there's something going to happen. But when you start to see the material, you start to shoot the film, and we start to see the material and to address how we're going to do this scene and that other scene, and you start to approximate, you have a feeling of what the result could be. But there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that is many people who get together under the same roof, seeing something that these crazy people have shot, that people think that they're going to laugh. What happens there is something, it's unexpected, it's never been seen, it's magical, it's marvelous. There's no way of having that exact feeling that that's going to happen and people are going to laugh. I like Josh, what I've just said as well. Very intelligent. I insist, let's keep talking for another couple of hours. I'm giving very good answers. I was about to applaud. Hi, good morning. Above all, congratulations for the film. I felt highly identified. I'm 52. His age. Yes. I was going to ask two more banal and technical questions. How much time, real time, did you shoot the film? 7 weeks. Production costs, more or less. When? At what date? In what currency? Quintea and Patagonia signed the contract for $2.5 million. We started to pre-produce, and the film cost $2,250,000. We started to shoot the film, and the film cost $1.8 million. When we start the post-production, the film cost $1,800,000. And now, for La Cuatro, I'll offer you the Spaniards the same film for $1,350,000. Okay, yours, sir. It costs 45 million pesos, national currency. Okay, last question, Conchita. Yes. I want to add something. The film was financed with private capital, Patagonic and Kenya, and quite fortunately we were able to shoot with the support of Filmex that confided in the project much earlier than we went out to shoot. So therefore, to have the support of their support gave us a solid foundation to be able to continue with the project. Yes, Mercedes, you know quite well that in Spain there are many people who are awaiting Enrique Rodarín's new film. The question, and this is quite curious, the face of your friends say, well, I'm going to shoot a film, your girlfriends, that is, you're going to shoot a romantic film with Ricardo Darín, and where I turn him down. Envy, pure envy of all my girlfriends. Yes, I'm very aware that who Ricardo is in Argentina and here, and how much people love him and appreciate his work. And in this festival, where last year he received that deserved tribute, so therefore, I feel I'm very sure of myself and very by his side, and it's like being with the best boyfriend ever. I'm going to turn red. I would like to say that what he said before was also very intelligent, I must say. Thank you very much. These are the things that I do so that he can invite me again to work with him. Okay. We can spend 2 hours speaking to them all, but I imagine they've got many more things to do. Inaugurate this evening, the festival this evening. So I just want to wish you the best of luck with the film. And thank you very much for being with us.